You want that edge in life? You want to be healthy and feel good? You want the best life possible? You want to be inspired? And that's what we do on Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. This is episode number 50. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth. Two times a week, I bring you trendsetting doctors, fitness professionals, life coaches, and other inspiring guests to help you create the life you want to live. Thank you for pushing that play button. We're going to get you to the one thing right away. Quick advice to make your life better in the opening minute. So excited to have Dr. Neil Bernard on with us today. Dr. Bernard is a New York Times bestselling author, and he reveals how an addiction to cheese is harming your health, from making you gain 15 pounds a year to contributing to high blood pressure and arthritis. So how can you break your cheese addiction? Well, we're going to find out. His new book, The Cheese Trap, How Breaking a Surprising Addiction Will Help You Lose Weight, Gain Energy, and Get Healthy, includes easy-to-follow steps that will tame your biggest dairy cravings, from pizza to cheesecake. Dr. Bernard, thank you for joining me today. I like to start the show right at the top with the one thing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Yes. I would say if you would go out into your front driveway where all the cracks and crevices are that a person could slip on, I want you to fill them all in with cheese. Take the cheese out of your refrigerator. Do not eat it. Put it in your driveway. It will fill all your potholes, and it won't give you any heart problems.
So you kind of, kill two birds with one stone.
I don't know if it's really going to fill the potholes very well, but at least you won't eat it.
That's true. And that's the main point. Well, my driveway has a lot of cracks in it, so maybe I'm going to go do that. That's for sure. Well, Dr. Bernard, before we dig into your story, can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Well, the world needs a lot of help, so I'm doing a fair amount of that. I'm on the faculty at the George Washington University in the School of Medicine. I run a group called the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. My big avocation is I play music. I just released my third record, which is a group called Carbon Works, which has 16 of the greatest musicians in the world on it. And you can order it on Amazon.
That.
So forget talking about cheese. We're going to talk instead about music.
I love it. We can do that too. No, that's wonderful. Carbon Works. Okay, we'll look for that. That's exciting. I love it. Sounds like you have a very varied and exciting life. So thank you for sharing that with us. And quickly, before we get started, I just want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Dr. Bernard, can you tell us the story? Why did you start to study cheese?
About 10 years ago, I was funded by the National Institutes of Health to test diets for diabetes. And a traditional diet says to limit carbohydrates and cut calories to lose weight. That was the more conventional approach. And the diet that we were testing against that was a completely vegan diet. No animal products at all. No meat, no dairy, no eggs. And I have to say the vegan diet was dramatically better. First of all, people liked it more because they could eat spaghetti again, and they could eat oatmeal and potatoes, and no one was taking away their carbs. But their weight loss was better, their cholesterol got better, their blood pressure got better, everything. So it was a really good diet. However, in the course of this research, I kept hearing people saying, the one food I miss, it's not ice cream, it's not yogurt, it wasn't even meat so much, it was cheese. The people wanted cheese. And I thought, what's that about? It smells like old socks. Why do people miss this stuff so much? So I started to look into it, and I discovered three things. The first is that cheese is surprisingly fattening. The second thing is that cheese contributes to a wide range of health issues, partly because it's got a lot of hormones in it that come from the cow. But the third thing is that people really do feel hooked on this, and I think we understand now what is in the cheese that gets people addicted, if I can use that word.
Mm-hmm. So what is the science then behind our cheese addiction?
Maybe before I point out why we're hooked on it, I should maybe let you know why it may be an issue. The first thing is just sheer weight issues. If you compare two people, let's say everyone's following a vegetarian diet, but they're all health conscious people, but some of them don't eat cheese and some of them do. The people who are on the cheesy diet typically weigh about 15 pounds more than the people who don't eat it. And the average American consumes, if you add up all the cheese on their salad and on their burgers and on their pizzas, the average American consumes 60,000 calories worth of cheese every year. It's a lot. Secondly,
wow.
Yes, it's 35 pounds of cheese
wow.
is what the average person puts away. The second thing is it's got hormones in it. Dairy cows don't produce milk until they have been impregnated. They're all artificially inseminated every year. And then 9 months later, they give birth, and then they're impregnated again and again and again. So 9 months out of every 12, the dairy cows are pregnant. Pregnant cows make hormones. I'm speaking specifically of estradiol. That's a female sex hormone. It gets in the milk. It's concentrated in the cheese, and you feed it to your son or your daughter or your spouse, not thinking it's there. You're not aware of it. But researchers in Australia found that milk-drinking women have more estrogen in their blood than those who don't, and that starts to raise concerns about breast cancer and other hormone-related issues. Researchers in New York, Rochester, New York, found that men had issues with fertility. The men who consumed the most cheese had the lowest sperm count. So am I saying that a pregnant cow makes estrogen, it gets into the cheese, into the milk, it's concentrated in the cheese, and that you might be feeding this to your six-year-old son or daughter? The answer is yes, that's exactly what you're doing, and you're
wow.
giving them a lot of it. And nobody ever thinks about the hormones that are in there because they never realized they were even there.
Mm. So what you just described there about the six-year-old child, I mean, this addiction starts at an early age, even before then, right? Potentially mother's milk.
Well, with mother's milk, it's a self-limiting issue. In fact, it's perfectly normal. If you look at the face of a newborn baby, they have this tremendous intensity as they are nursing. And we now know what's going on. The dairy protein that is in cow's milk, it's also in human milk, the protein is called casein. And coded in the casein molecule are opiates. They are called casomorphins. And they are opiate chemicals that pass into the baby's bloodstream and attach to the baby's brain, and they have a very calming effect because they're like heroin or morphine, only much, much, much weaker. They're not like mind-numbing narcotics, but we believe they are strong enough to cause this calming effect. And if you take milk and make cheese out of it, it concentrates the casomorphins, which is why people get more addicted to cheese. First of all, cheese is very, very salty. Salt is added in the factory to stop the bacterial fermentation from going too far. And 2 ounces of potato chips have 330 milligrams of sodium, but 2 ounces of cheddar has 350. And if it's 2 ounces of Velveeta, it's 800. So it's the saltiness of it, the fact that cheeses are 70% fat, the salty, fatty taste is what leads us to onion rings and potato chips and French fries. We love that. Plus, this little sprinkling of the casomorphin opiates. And I think between those three things, you understand why people have trouble giving it up, despite the fact that their thighs are expanding before their very eyes.
I know. Well, think about the nice gooey cheese pizza. I mean, who doesn't like that, right? We all like that. But when you put it in these terms, Dr. Barnard, it's crazy. Weight issues, like you say, 15 pounds more. When you add up all the cheese, it's an extra 60,000 calories a year. 35 pounds of cheese we eat. Oh, my goodness. And then the hormones inside. I mean, it's no wonder that heart disease is the nation's leading cause of death with all of this cheese that we're eating.
Yes, but the beauty of it is that when I wrote The Cheese Trap, I didn't want just for people to get scared or feel depressed or whatever, or to be fear-mongering. I wanted to just lay out what is in this. But then I worked with Drina Burton, and Drina is a fantastic recipe developer. And so we will show you how to make a lasagna or ravioli or a cheese sauce or a cheesecake with no dairy at all, and show you lots of other toppings for pizza or your salad, and suddenly it becomes fun. And then you discover something else. Your health reaches a completely different level. When Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, and he's the winningest quarterback that we've got, you say to him, how much cheese do you eat? He says, are you kidding? That's going to slow me down. He doesn't eat that. And Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, right there in the Cheesehead State. Same story. A lot of athletes say, I want to compete. I do not want cheese. I don't want milk at all because it contributes to inflammation. It slows their recovery. Tennis players did this before the football players. Serena Williams. I mean, I'm talking about the top-level athletes. Serena Williams, Venus Williams, Novak Djokovic, the top tennis players. A number of them are going totally dairy-free. And before them, it was the distance runners. They are the ones who started it, the ultra-long-distance runners. I'm talking about these 100-mile runners. They said, I can't compete if I'm eating milk and meat and things that slow me down. So anyway, the point I'm making is that, yes, you're going to go through some changes by throwing out the cheese, but very soon you discover, A, great taste, B, your body just feels better than it has felt in a long time.
Okay, so help us get there. Is it just as simple as going into the refrigerator right now, like you say, and outing it? Is that step one?
You know, I think it's really useful to think about some easy swaps. So let's start with my salad.
Okay.
I've got feta on the salad. What if I, instead of putting that on, I put some avocado chunks on top? Okay. It gives you the same mouthfeel, but the saturated fat content is much less, and it doesn't have any hormones in it because that avocado was not pregnant, okay, unlike the cow. if you have migraines or arthritis pain that are caused by dairy or asthma, all these things, people don't connect them with dairy, but many times they feel better when they get away from that. If it's pizza time and the kids are all coming over, and we're used to that 3/4 of an inch of yellow asphalt on my pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of that, here's what I do. I get one of the kids gets the black olives, one of the kids gets the green olives, one of the kids gets the sun-dried tomatoes, and one of the kids gets a little cup of nutritional yeast, which is very high in protein but no fat, and it tastes just like cheese. So we roll out the crust, and we put extra tomato sauce on, and they start putting on their veggies. And with the nutritional yeast, as it dissolves into the sauce, it adds this cheesy flavor, and the kids don't miss the other cheese. And then suddenly your kids are the healthiest ones on the block. And if you want, there are vegan cheeses. There are a lot of them, and the technology has arrived. They're delicious. You don't need them, but if you need a little methadone to get over your addiction, the vegan cheeses will help you to do it.
Well, I think you just said something really interesting there about cooking with children and starting them out young won't get them addicted to cheese like we were all brought up eating pizza and grilled cheese sandwiches and such. So start the kids young.
Yeah. Yes. And if there is never a time when it's bad to make this change, because any kid, whether they're 12 or 14 or whatever, even if they're food addicted, even if you think, oh, my kid will never be willing to go along with this, you're the parent, just throw out the cheese. And if you want the kids to have a normal seeming sandwich in their bag at school, you just put vegan cheese in there. There are even plant-based bologna and salami and ham and things like that. They look just like the animal product, but they are much healthier. It's true that they are somewhat processed, but they are miles better than the versions of these that come out of a cow's body. And at home, serve simpler foods, beans and vegetables and fruits and whole grains. And your kids will enjoy these foods. They like simple foods. And you're going to have the opportunity to really bring your kids to a new level of health that other kids don't have. Most kids grow up to become overweight or obese once they reach adulthood, and we can stop that.
The book is The Cheese Trap, How Breaking a Surprising Addiction Will Help You Lose Weight, Gain Energy, and Get Healthy. And I love that you include recipes in there because I think that's really going to help. Because like I said, what do? I just go into the fridge and I just throw everything out? Yes, do that. But then, like you said, simple swaps to take the place of cheese can really get you on that journey to health then. And you were talking about the sports stars, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. So what other benefits do we get by eliminating cheese? Healthy joints? Obviously body weight. Can you give us what other great body changes can we look forward to when we say goodbye to cheese?
Okay, let me walk you through it. Let's say it's Monday, and as of now, you're going to change your diet. The healthiest diet isn't just cheese-free. I would get away from all animal products, but let's say you make a change and you're throwing out the cheese. you've just cut out a whole lot of fat. And what that means, by about Thursday, let's say we start on Monday, by about Thursday or Friday or Saturday of that very week, the amount of fat inside your cells starts to diminish. And that means as the fat comes out of your cells, your metabolism starts to ramp up a little bit and you're burning calories more effectively. But what that means is by the time you reach day 7, you're already starting to lose weight. So your weight's going to start coming down. Great. You say, well, I'm looking better on the scale. I'm feeling better. But what else? As the inflammatory conditions start to go away because the dairy protein is not there anymore, it's not causing your immune system to rev up, your joints will feel better. If you have arthritis, if you've got migraines, those are likely to improve or go away. Asthma, ear infections, all of these things tend to change. And one of the things that people often notice is their skin looks healthier, looks younger, looks better. And not for everybody, but for many people, they report this.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time goes on, as the years go by, what you discover is instead of gaining weight as other people do, your weight just stays good, in a good range. Other people are on cholesterol-lowering drugs and diabetes drugs and antihypertensives, and hopefully you are not. And you're not going to live forever, but you're going to feel better. And then you're going to be able to explore fun foods. There are so many cool products out there and neat recipes. And in the cheese trap, you'll see a fettuccine Alfredo or a ravioli or my cheesecake without any milk in it. So have fun with these things. Explore them. And the doors of good health and good eating are going to be open to you.
So I go out to my driveway, I sprinkle the cheese, I fill the cracks in my driveway, and within a week, I'm feeling better. I'm noticing a difference, as you say.
We see this, we got into this, as I mentioned, with diabetes. And it is remarkable how quickly the changes can happen. And if you're on medications, let your doctor know you're going to do this. Because for a lot of people, especially if they have diabetes or high blood pressure, they start to improve so fast that the doctor has to start tapering them off their medication. And, of course, the patients start shouting hallelujah. Well, you know, if you don't have to be on, let's say you don't have to inject insulin anymore or something like that, it's just a terrific change. Now, but I caution everyone, don't fire your doctor and don't cancel your doctor's appointment, but do power your body with healthy foods and see if you can't reduce or get off your medications and do better.
Such an important message. So do you have snack tips to... my wife and I like to have little Triscuits and cheese. I'm going to have to tell her, oh, cheese out. It's gone. Forget about it.
Some of the real terrific cheese makers who make the vegan cheeses, Miyoko's Kitchen is one. There's one called Kite Hill. There's one called Treeline. They're great. But all the people who make this are going to say, look, this is not a food group. This is just a little thing to nibble on. So some of them are made from cashews. Some of them, Kite Hill is made from almond milk. It's a cheese making process, but it starts with almond milk instead of cow's milk. They taste great, but don't go insane with them. You just nibble on them like you would any other snack. But don't forget to make sure that your kitchen has abundant fruit in it. So have some bananas and have oranges and tangerines and nectarines and cut up a cantaloupe into chunks and put it in the fridge so that when you open the refrigerator door, you can pop it right in your mouth. And if the healthy foods are around you, then that's what you're going to kind of look for. So have them around, and you're going to have healthy snacks.
Such a great strategy. Yeah, I've got to cut the cheese out. You've just convinced me. Done. And the driveway is going to look a little orange, but that's okay. Again, the book is The Cheese Trap, How Breaking a Surprising Addiction Will Help You Lose Weight, Gain Energy, and Get Healthy. So hang on. More from Dr. Bernard is coming up. We're going to do the high five. But first, if you have an iTunes account, after the interview, jump over to my iTunes page. Just search Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. Rate and review the podcast. By doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people. And that's what this podcast is all about. I want people to live a healthier, inspired life. So if you could do that for me, I would appreciate it. The high five is coming up next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Neil Bernard. Neil, thank you again for being with me. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, what made you fall in love with medicine and become one of our nation's leading physicians?
The year before I went to medical school, I had a job in the basement of Fairview Hospital in Minneapolis. I was the autopsy assistant. And believe it or not, whenever anyone died in the hospital, the pathologist would, I had to help him do the autopsy. One day, a man died of a heart attack, and the pathologist removed a section of ribs, showed me this diseased heart, and I felt the atherosclerosis with my gloved hand, and it was stunning to see. At the end of the examination, I put the ribs back in the chest, and I had to sew up the skin, and I went up to the cafeteria where they were serving ribs for lunch. And I want to tell you, I couldn't eat it. And as time went on, I realized I had to help people to understand how nutrition affects our health. And I went to medical school and have been talking about it ever since.
Wow. It almost sounds like Scared Straight after seeing that man's diseased heart.
You got
wow.
it.
Wow. All right. Question number two. You've been around a lot. You've interacted with many, many people. Can you share with us the best piece of advice you were ever given?
I think one of the best pieces of advice, I think, is when it comes to changing any kind of habit, it's good to set up some rules. I grew up in the 60s and we didn't like to have rules, but I found that it was easier to quit smoking than to, and just have a rule against it rather than have moderation. And when I started changing my own diet, I found it easier to just not tease myself with cheese than have a little bit. So set up some guidelines, really stick with them. You're going to feel better. And it's much easier to do that than to tease yourself with things you're trying to get away from.
It just makes it that much harder, that's for sure. Okay, question number three. I ask most of my guests about joy. So what brings you joy in your life, and how can we experience more joy in our own lives?
You know, it's a funny thing. Researchers at McGill University actually do brain scans of people and doing different things. And what they're looking for is you might feel joy, but what they're looking for is dopamine, the brain reward chemical. Mm-hmm. And there are three things that are really healthy ways to get it. There are unhealthy ways, like alcohol and drugs and junk food trigger dopamine, but the healthy ways are, number one, being around other people, whether it's an intimate interaction or just hanging out with friends and jabbering and talking. You get a little bit of that feel-good in your brain. The second thing is physical activity, where you're together. And the third, amazingly enough, is music. It can be sad music, it can be happy music, but as long as you perceive it as pleasurable and beautiful, it causes that dopamine to come out too. So my band Carbon Works, we get together, we jump around as we're playing music, and you're getting, nobody ever said, stop it, I'm going to eat barbecue potato chips now and have a drink. You're feeling good in a natural way.
I love it. Those are just great suggestions. And I talk about this podcast as a roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. What a great roadmap to joy, social interaction, physical activity, and music. I love it. I love music. That's so cool of you to say that. So thank you for sharing that with us. All right. Question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
I do. And this was from, I don't know his name, but he was a founder of the League of Nations, way back when the world was trying to repair from World War I. And he said this in French, but I'm going to say it in English. When people said, can you succeed? Can you succeed? He was thinking about world peace, but it applies now to whether you want maybe just a healthier population. He said, I'm not an optimist. I'm not a pessimist. I am determined. And I thought, that's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it. And we're going to put that quote up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. That's really cool. Question number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
From my standpoint, I have to say it's to remember the most important thing I've learned is that life is short. And we have this window of time to make this world a better place. Let's grab it and go for all we can.
So true. Dr. Bernard, thank you so much for being with me today. How can we connect with you?
Well, thank you. Our main website is here at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org. That's PCRM.org. And there's also a website, thecheesetrap.org.
Fantastic. And again, we're going to put those links up at the show notes page at RadioMD.com. And as I close out the show, I like to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Dr. Bernard, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay, so put down that pizza. I know that probably doesn't make you happy, but it is going to make you healthier, and that's what is really important. And thank you for listening to this podcast, Which Way Is Life? Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com to get every episode. And if you could, please rate and review the podcast. If you liked what you heard with Dr. Bernard, let me know. Rate the podcast, review it on iTunes. That way we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com. Award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.